Hello, is that Sandra?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, it's just Brock. Thanks for returning my call. And yeah, sorry I haven't talked to you sooner. It's been absolutely crazy with people walking in all over the place. So that's all good. No, look, Louie's okay. I've just been force feeding him a lot, like just back to back, just trying to get as much food as I can through him while he's here. And he's keeping it all down, which is nice. And he's just sort of sitting there quietly, just passing lots of feces, just hanging out in the heat. So that's all good for him, like, because he's just so chronically sick, not expecting anything super fast or anything, but I think it's definitely good that he's keeping everything and passing everything through at the correct sort of time passage and everything, which is good. So no real changes for him. The blood test is back. There's definitely some pretty major changes on there, Sandra, so I think they fit well with what we think he has, with the sort of gut infection or possibly something stuck. Or partially stuck. The biggest thing is his red cell level is quite low, so he's very anemic. And certainly when these guys are anemic, they're super lethargic, super dull, for sure.
Yeah.
So he's right on the cusp of actually when we give them a transfusion. He should have about sort of 40 to 50% of his blood should be made up of red cells, but only about 20% of his blood volume is made up of his cells currently. That's almost half of what he should have. And they've told me that it doesn't look like he's regenerating those red cells either. So typically when you lose blood, you replace them, so you regenerate them.
Yeah.
Often when they have chronic disease, we see this happen, or like overwhelming inflammation and things like that. So I think obviously it fits with him, you know, he's had this for a while. He's obviously really malnourished. He might never have the body stores to replace them as well.
Yeah.
I can see that he does have what is probably chronic inflammation as well. I can see that the distribution of his white cells tell me he's been inflamed for a while, and his globulins, which are sort of a protein in his blood that respond to inflammation and sort of stimuli like that, are quite elevated, definitely. So I think he does have this chronic inflammation in his body, which probably fits more with that infection rather than some sort of foreign body.
Yeah.
The other thing too, just has really low, like sort of borderline low glucose and protein because he's obviously malnourished. And the other one enzyme is very high. It's his amylase, which is mostly in pancreatic and the gut tissue, which makes sense for where we think his problem is. So that's, you know, probably not a very good rap sheet for him to have, but I think it fits well with what we think he has. And I'd be hopeful that these, like the red cells and the white cells and the amylase, can come back to normal with his treatment, hopefully. But that'll be
good
for us.
Good.
Like, obviously, his clinical signs should improve, but I also definitely want to check with time that these changes come back to normal too.
But
the good news is, like, his liver function, kidney function looks like they're fine, so they're not involved, which is good. That's definitely good.
Good.
So he's got to metabolize in the near future. so that's a good sign. With that being said, I think I like the plan we've got him on with the medications he's on, the gut protectant medication, the pain relief, the force feeding and the fluids. But I think just because of the chronicity and the changes, probably just a little bit too soon to send him home, Sandra.
Yeah.
So what I would like would be for him to stay another night.
Yeah.
Hopefully his weight, so his body weight tomorrow again is increased. If that happens, I'd be happy to send him home, obviously with lots of medication and close watching at home.
Yeah.
But it might just take some time.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really eaten with us here because I think he's a bit stressed and sick. But I think you might find once he gets home, he might start eating really well like he was before.
Yeah.
But that's just something else we'll have to look at when we send him home. But I'm honestly just putting, like, as soon as his crop empties, we're just going to load him up again. We're just going to pump as much food as we can into him to get his stomach working, make him feel better, and hopefully start regenerating those red cells. So, so that's all okay on that front. To keep him another night is another $200.
That's fine.
That's fine. Cool. So, yeah, I spoke to my boss. We are, and I spoke to Petcover as well. We are happy to do the direct debit option. That's fine. Probably we might just take a small deposit here
Yep.
Because I think it takes them between 5 days and 2 weeks or so for them to send us the money. But I don't think we'd do anything too exorbitant for you or anything like that. But I think that's probably just would be okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We can get all the paperwork sorted later.
Do you want me to get my credit card and do it now over the phone?
No, that's all good. We'll just do it all when we send him home. It'll be okay.
Okay.
I was just going to say one more thing.
So what do you think it is? Do you think it is a tummy infection?
I think that's the most likely thing he has, Sandra. Yeah, I think with everything we know about him so far, I think that makes the most sense. We can definitively diagnose it if we do surgery and go in and just like have a bit of a search, but that's obviously super expensive and high risk with him currently. So my preference is always to do that sort of last, see if we can treat him medically. You know, we've only got a list of so many things it could be. You know, if it's going to be like a foreign body, like with the hair or fiber or something, or like some sort of weird cancer of that region, obviously he's not going to get better.
Or
he's going to sort of falter. So I usually like to do that after, if we're having issues with his current therapy. So I like to treat him for what he might have, definitely. But I think that would be my hope, and what we think he has is probably some sort of invasive fungal infection of the stomach, probably.
Oh, good.
Probably. So that's what I think he's got. That's the plan. That's what I was going to say. Sorry. So, yeah, if he stayed another night, just have a look at the bill. So, console. Make sure that's okay, too. Cool. So, it'd probably be about $1,600 to $1,700 for the full stay with all the testing, blood testing, x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that comes in under the $2,000 that you are covered for by the current plan you're on from Petco.
I think it's actually $2,500 I'm covered for.
Cool. Okay. Cool.
But
give us a bit of room to play with anyway, then, if he's when he comes back and we do redo some stuff. I wouldn't worry too much about changing his birthday or anything right now. We'll just leave it. But I read on their thing that says from like 12 weeks to 25 years old, they're covered, which obviously is fine for him. But that's all good.
Okay, at least. Yeah, so he's not eating on his own yet.
He picked up some things and some fruits, but it's not uncommon for them. Like when we fill them up with food, like the high energy baby formula, to not eat because they're technically full. And also just like a little bit of stress in hospital as well. But if he was eating really well at home before, with all this extra stuff we've done for him, he should be fine if he goes home.
So am I, hang on.
Okay.
So when he comes home, have I to feed him a bit of baby food as well?
No, my hope would be that he just eats enough for himself that you don't have to do anything like that. Because what we do is we actually pass a tube into his crop, which is just like this little pouch of his esophagus at the base of his neck. So you can put it in his windpipe if you stuff it up. So I usually don't like people. I think he should be fine to eat enough for himself, and we'll definitely talk about the foods he can have that'll put a lot of weight on his little body as well. To try and buff him up.
What foods do put weight on them?
Yeah, all the naughty stuff like seeds, nuts, pasta, potato, all the sort of high-carb, high-fat options. Typically, pellets and fruit don't have a lot of sort of calories in them. So those are the ones I'd probably preference. Like, he could have porridge and rice and pasta, toast, bread, lots of those sort of things too.
Oh, he likes that. He does have all of that now, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
He loves food, yeah.
Well, I think that's all. I think he's obviously probably just been ravenous because he obviously keeps eating, but it just doesn't work properly in his little body.
Because that's why I couldn't understand it. That's why I thought he was maybe had a friend in his older life.
Yeah.
And he was pining, and that's why we bought him another friend. Because he eats. I have a cage in my dining area now, my kitchen.
Yep.
And he likes to watch me cook, and he comes out on the bench and he has bits and pieces.
Cool.
And he watches my son come home if he's in case he's got takeaway. He just adores chips.
Yep.
And he's just, he loves food.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. I can't imagine if that issue, like if he goes home or when he goes home, he won't eat very much. But hopefully when he eats again, we sort out the infection. He starts putting the weight back on by himself and he keeps it on.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm still really hopeful. Like, he's obviously, like, the testing tells us where the problem is. It tells us how severe it is. So, you know, this is why we spend all this money, so we get a good idea and we can, you know, give him a good plan that's targeting the problem for something we can treat. And, fingers crossed, Tay. But that's it. Like, this has been going on for a while. It's definitely just going to take a little bit of time for him to come back. But I'll still be really hopeful. This might take a few weeks.
Oh, good. Fingers crossed.
Cool. All right, well, what I'll do is I might just talk to you tomorrow morning again then with his updated weight, and just be sure from there we can send him home, and then we can just organise a time tomorrow to come and pick him up from there. It'll be fine.
Yep, thank you so much.
So good, Sandra. You're welcome to come and visit him if you want this afternoon. You can,
I can. I would give this to everybody. I'm waiting on the test. They don't know if it's COVID or RSV.
Yeah, okay.
So I can't. I'm too sick. I'm literally just on the lounge.
Maybe might have influenza or something, do you think?
Yeah, I've never been as ill, to be honest, yeah.
No. I had that 2 years ago. I did influenza A, and honestly, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days. It was just so bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, are you feeling better at all, or...? Getting better?
No, not today.
Oh, okay.
It's like day three of feeling absolute crap.
Yeah. Well, if it's what I had 3 days of feeling bad and then 3 days totally bedridden. So hopefully you don't get any worse. Sandra, not to make you scared or anything, but
no.
Fingers crossed for you, eh? But we'll get Bluey sorted and you just rest up at home, eh? Okay.
Thank you so much.
All good. Not
thank you. Bye-bye.
No worries. Take care.